going to do too. Her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
The second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is March 17th, 2024. It's Happy St. Patrick's Day. And before I get back to my back and forth text with Dr. Peter McCullough on this issue of Donald Trump recommending giving advice on the COVID-19 vaccine for the elderly, I got very upset about this. And I happen to agree with the Real America's Voice guest they had on, from that was representing the wellness company. It's a company that was started by Dr. Peter McCullough, that I would not support this man for that reason. I think he did retract the statement, or I don't know how you downplay this to say, well, you know, it was taken out of reference. You know, there's key words to look for. COVID-19, advice, I recommend. Those are pretty solid words there. And I take this stuff pretty serious because this is poison. Flat out, it is poison. It is poison. As Dr. Latipo, our Florida Surgeon General, would say here, I'm just going to read his quote, "Our DNA is God's gift to us to make us who we are biologically, emotionally, psychologically." That's true. This stuff here is it's like software that goes into your body here and your DNA and changes your DNA. This is bad stuff. I have met so many people that wish now they had not taken COVID shots. I've seen new diagnoses of autoimmune disorders. I've seen new cancers pop up. I've seen people who had cancer now are in an aggressive form of cancer we're calling turbo cancers. I have a lot of insight to doctors all over the country. I talk to and I say, what are you finding here? What are you finding? What are you finding? Funeral homes, what are you finding here on your embalming? What's your problems here? I've done my homework. I know what I'm talking about. This stuff is poison. Let's take our first caller tonight, JR in Georgia. Welcome to the show, JR.
Good evening, Steve.
Happy How are you doing, Patrick's JR? Are you in a better mood today? Better mood?
To be honest with you, no, sir.
I'm sorry.
I had the great blessing attend a grandson's birthday party yesterday.
That's nice.
And
How old is your grandson?
My oldest grandson just turned 5.
Oh my gosh.
And I'll tell you what, I was there sitting in a lawn chair. There's about 15, 20 kids that attended that party.
Yep.
Black and white. And tears started coming down my cheeks. Because it devastates me what this world has turned into. But the joy and the laughter from those kids gave me a little bit of hope. Because they have no clue what this world is right now.
Don't.
And to be honest with you, I hope they never know of what the circumstances we live in nowadays.
Right. And I was so thankful. I understand where you're coming from because I feel the same way. My grandchildren are anywhere from 6 to 11 years old. And, you want kids to have what you have and more. Sometimes you want them to have a little bit more, but the rights and the freedoms being eliminated and the vaccines and being pushed on you and this and that, and everything being pushed on you, the LGBTQ agenda. And you get to, and you say, these kids are not going to grow up like I did. They're not going to have the freedoms and the rights. They're not going to have a normal childhood. And that's sad. That reminds me of that Indian in that commercial back in the 1970s. that he's up on the hill on his horse. He looks down, and he sees the bulldozers pushing over the trash, and the great America land that we take care of, and we cherish our land is being polluted and destroyed, and the tear comes out of his little eye there. That's how when I look at children nowadays, realizing that they're not going to grow up to be normal children. Even my grandchildren will not be growing up as normal children. It's going to take a hell of an effort for my daughter and her husband to defend their rights and freedoms and their faith and everything else. And do they have the courage to do so? I don't know. Are they going to be blackballed, or what are they going to use to get them to go along with the agenda? I don't know.
Well, I'm blessed with a son who's I would call him a type A American male. That means he takes jujitsu. He's a weekend warrior. He's a true male American. To call him anything short of a badass would be an understatement. And that's only because of the blessing of God. He played college football. Yeah. He knows, you got to earn your way. But with that said, I was a little saddened yesterday to see such joy in the spirit of those young kids. And the fact that they don't have a clue what this world is today. Thankfully, they don't have a clue.
They're innocent. They're innocent children. They're not corrupted and polluted their minds, but they are being now corrupted and polluting their minds. And they're not going to be the same children. They're not going to be the same people as teenagers from where they are today. They're not going to be the same kids. They're going to be totally different.
Oh, I can attest to that because, unfortunately, my daughter, who's younger than my son, has been influenced by the propaganda that she's watched on TV for the past 10 or 15 10 or 15 years.
Yep.
And it's more difficult with her than it is my son, because my son is nearly 20 years older than my daughter by way of a second marriage, but nonetheless, I tried to raise her with the same values I raised my son with, but we all know what the propaganda machine is that we're facing, both on the left and the right. Let's not exclude the right propaganda.
Yeah.
Let's not deceive ourselves in the right propaganda as well. We must find a place of balance in our lives. Mm-hmm. As we move forward, especially as me as an older man, just as yourself, that we both recognize the propaganda on the right and the left, and we cannot let ourselves be influenced by either case. We cannot be pushed into a direction where we make the wrong decisions, if you will allow me to say that, and or wrong opinions. Because we've got so many people who are striving to make money, to profit from the right and the left. What we seek is something in the middle. What that middle is, I do not know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the middle is.
I don't either. I don't know what it is. What's the middle? Is there any middle ground? Isn't middle ground, though, if you think about it, JR, isn't middle ground just compromise and tolerating?
No, sir. It's not compromising and tolerating. It's it's coming to a conclusion. Work the mathematical equation out. What's the mathematical equation say at the end? Let us recognize that mathematical equation and come to a determination that we either, us on the right don't necessarily have the right answer, and us on the left don't have necessarily the right answer. But if you
I understand where you're coming with this now. I was thinking more that we would be tolerating, we would be caving in to something we both can agree on. And I'm not going to cave in on anything. I'm not, and you're not going to cave in on anything. We're set. We're setting our feet firm, planted firm, and we're not going to budge. I will not budge on any of this stuff. I won't budge.
Well, the thing is, Steve, is we have caved on the right. We gave in to the gay agenda. Yeah. We said, all right, you know, whatever you do in your bedroom is okay. You know what they did? They moved a step forward and said, you going to let us do that?
Let us get married.
Right. Guess what? Guess what? Now we're going to come after your kids. That's what they did. We said to them, okay, it's fine. You personal opinion, you commit your sin, that's between you and God, your creator. Fine, knock yourself out. But the problem with the gay agenda is this. It takes one individual who perceives themselves as gay and then actually addresses another person and entices them. This is what I'm saying. Entices them to pursue, to participate in that activity. That's the issue.
Yeah.
It's not two individuals who believe in the same agenda that participate in that activity. What it has progressed to is one individual who identifies as a gay now is pursuant convince another individual to participate in that activity. Is that clear, or am I missing something here?
No, you've got it. I mean, like I said, that little my thought that I wrote down this morning when I woke up and about Noah's Ark, you know, and if Noah had he paired up the animals, same sex, and just put them on the ark, well, there will be no more animals on the earth after a certain point in time, and so that's how we know that this is not the right thing. This is not God's plan to have man lie down with man and woman lie down with woman. He had planned us to procreate and to replenish the earth. And that's my argument. You cannot argue against my argument. Nobody can, on the gay side, can argue against my argument because it's natural. It brings a life into the world, a man and a woman coming together brings a child into this world, and that's natural. It can't be done on the other side with same sexes. And they'll say, oh, well, they can adopt children, surrogate and all this other stuff. That's test tube stuff. That's science, and that's taking somebody else's sperm and somebody else's egg. That's not coming from the male or the female coming together. And then when I bring out the truth, something like that, they get angry. They get angry. Man, you're a hater. You're a homophobe. You're a bad person. Well, no, I'm not. I treat everybody fairly. I'm honest, and I treat people fairly. But these agendas here, I'm getting sick and tired of them, and they need to keep their private business or private business and leave the children alone. Let the children be children. They'll learn about that later on. Trust me, they will.
And that's another issue. The other issue is, with all this immigration issues that we're seeing, being put forward, I'm sorry, I wasn't a white nationalist, if you want to call him that. But it's quite obvious, Dave, and I'll admit to this. This is my mindset. They are bound and determined, whoever they are, is to ruin the white Anglo-Saxon male at any cost. And I've told my family members this, and some disagree with me. And I'm not ashamed having this opinion. But you're going to want that white man on that damn wall one day.
Yeah.
You're going to want that white man right there defending you. I don't give a damn regardless of what color you are. Asian, Chinese, yeah. South African, South American. You're going to want that white Anglo-Saxon Christian male who believes in God on that damn wall. I don't know if you may disagree with me.
I agree with you. There's a war on the white male. I thought about this today also. One of my thoughts, other than the Noah's Ark thing, I also thought about the time being born and going into work, college and work, and having to work very, very hard to get where I wanted to go and to accomplish my goals and my career goals, that I could not do that today. I could not do that today because I'm a white male. I would be passed up by people of color who were not having the credentials, not having the merit that I have. And you know how angry I would become because of that, working so hard. Charlie Kirk has I don't believe everything Charlie Kirk says, but I think he's pretty solid most of the time. I probably go 90% of everything I like what he says, other than his love for Israel. That going to college nowadays, a higher education is totally a waste of time. It is a waste of time for the white male because you're going to get passed over. And I remember being passed over for a job I should have got before long ago. I got beat out because I was the wrong sex. I didn't have a vagina and I didn't have breasts. I didn't get this job, and I was the best qualified person. I was told I was. Behind closed doors, sorry, we got to hire two females. You don't fit that. And, you know, usually it doesn't work out with the females we hire because they get married and they have children and they quit the job. Whereas you're reliable and I'm sure you would do a good job. Keep plugging away, Steve. Keep trying. You'll get in the company. And I gave up. I said, you know what? If your company hires their people, their employees, based on this criteria, I don't want to be part of your company. And that was back in the 90s, middle 90s. It's got to be a hell of a lot worse now with DEI and you know, things like that, affirmative action. It's got to be much worse now for the white male. So going to college and doing your best work and studying hard and experience really doesn't matter. I mean, we even saw the airlines talk about the number one priority for, was it American Airlines, was to hire their pilots and their people based on diversity. You know, diversity, not the most experienced, not the best of the best, not on experience, education. No, they're going to hire on diversity. You know, this is a bad time to be entering the job market, because if you're a white male, you're screwed. Yeah. Hey, JR, I got to get going here. I got another call coming in, though.
Okay, I'm sorry, Steve. Thank you for your time.
Right. I got another one here. I don't want to lose her. I appreciate your call. Always do. Hang in there, buddy. Hang in there. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Sally in Alaska. Sorry, Sally, to put you in so the weight.
Well, before I go tell you what I wanted to tell you about your Trump vote, I want to bring up this whole sexuality thing. I'm glad that I'm a girl. I grew up with brothers. I was a tomboy. I still am, going on 77, but I never wanted a penis. Now, I want to know where does all this crap leave the hermaphrodite? Now, I have known two people in my lifetime who I know for a fact have both working organs of a male and a female at the same time. Tough call. And the thing that I find kind of sad but comforting in a way for them is that you haven't heard anything in the news about, well, what about us? You know, I mean,
You haven't. I don't know what the percentage is of hermaphrodites, but you're right. They're kind of.
I've met two of them, one in Homer and one in New Jersey. Growing up, worked in a stable, and it's just kind of weird to think of all the crap we're going through. And I even know somebody with two ovaries. I worked for her.
So, out of curiosity, how did they decide? What did they decide that they were?
Well, I'm not sure about the gal up here. I think she, after hitting on her, on my daughter, and I was basically threatening her, I think she became a girl. And the guy that I knew in the riding stable was a pudgy little guy, delightful, and I think, I know he considered himself a boy, but I don't think he considered himself anything other than him. You know, it's just weird. As long as you're not, and to say that everybody who's gay is going out and making, you know, is doing a criminal act trying to get, that guy's full of shit. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying that. I never said that. I'm not saying that. No,
I mean that old man that was just talking. Shame on him. Yeah. You know, that's anyway, and here's what I want to tell you, and then I'm going out in Hollywood. I would hope that instead of simply not voting for Trump, I know how you feel. I think like you. I think we're kind of joined at the cosmic hip. He makes me grind my teeth. I tell him, don't be so skanky with your mouth, you know, but you're right. But I don't, who are you going to vote for Kennedy? Who are you going to vote for? Your mother? I mean,
I'm going to write in Mike Rivero.
That's just what I want you to do. I want you.
I'm
going to
write in Mike Rivero for president.
Oh, I think you should write to Donald Trump and give him both barrels of your brain and tell him why you're not voting for him.
Well, I did write him a while back. I did get a letter. I think it was pretty much a form letter.
Well, I think you ought to give him both barrels. I think it can send him a CD or a shot of your. Give him a speech on the beat on the your site.
Well, I'm glad you kind of brought him up again, because I've been thinking about this for a while. Another thought I wrote down
it's been breaking my heart. It's been breaking my heart, and people get angrier, and I'm getting angrier, and I have to just calm down. And it broke my heart to hear you say that, and so I knew I had to call.
Well, I mean, the guy is, I'm going to read the text here a little bit, again, when you're done here, I'm going to read the text from Dr. McCullough to myself. We're going back and forth exchanging, and he's very angry. He's not happy with Donald Trump taking that stand that the vaccine is okay.
I'm horrified. We're not going to change our direction because we don't, you know, blast out at him and because we don't vote for him. But God forbid we should get Biden back in. I mean,
I don't want that. But I also want somebody to recognize their mistakes, admit their mistakes, and then you know, account for their mistakes. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, but at least I'm accountable for my mistakes, and I'll eat my crow if I have to. But you know, this is something he's never done. He's never done.
I can't
with the COVID
think of
vaccine.
Anybody in this world that couldn't tell him like it is, like you could. And I think you need to do that.
Well, you know, I think Charlie Kirk has his ear. Charlie Kirk talks to him quite a bit, and I need to email Charlie Kirk and say, hey, get to him and say, what are you doing? You're going to blow your base, man. This stuff is poison. We all know it's poison. It's causing lots of harm, and you need to tell him to. Whatever you're going to say, he's got to come back and clarify and say, you know what, I made a mistake here, and whatever excuse you're going to use, but you cannot stand by this COVID-19 shot. You are going to shoot yourself in the foot.
Well, I've got this brand new Amazon TV that does everything but clip your eyebrows for you, and I'm still learning how to use it. And I'm finding this old guy, he's an old Republican, kind of balding and paunchy. And boy, is he sharp! And I can't remember his name. I think I don't know whether he's on Fox or whether he's got his own. No! Oh God, he's got his own post. He's got his own post. Something. Anyway, he's just wonderful. And I'm going, wow, where'd this guy come from? I've never heard of him, but he's probably got a radio show somewhere. He's a correspondent, but he's been around a long time. I mean, he goes back to Reagan and Kennedy and up through the roots, and he's talking what we're talking, only he's old, older than, Oh, and by the way, our grandchildren are the same age. I have three of them, and my oldest is 12.
Yeah.
And she's teaching how to use my TV and my phone. Anyway, please do something and jam it to him personally, and just tell him to yank his head out of where he's had.
That's a good way of saying it. Yeah, pull it out. Pull it out. Definitely. Sally, I thank you for your call. Got to move on. Hey. Appreciate the call.
Thank
always.
You for your-
All right. I want to bring something. JR kind of opened the door, and I know JR's not, you know, suggesting we should hate anybody who's gay. I don't know where Sally was saying on that one, but I just don't want people pushing an agenda on my children. I don't either. Now, I'm pretty sure that's what JR was talking about. You know, it's your business, keep it your business, and leave my children alone. I think that's fair play. I think that's the way it should be. But JR mentioned the word nationalist. Now, the Democrats have been using this word as if it's a major negative, a nationalist, nationalist, nationalist. It's a bad thing. It's like putting the white hood on your head, a KKK member, or being a white supremacist, you know. No, nationalism is pride in your nation. Do they not understand that? It's not discriminating. It's not racist in any way. You're a nationalist. Now, we see people that represent their country in the sports, all kinds of different sporting events. The Olympics, one of the greatest events to support nationalism or nationalists, the supporters of nationalism for their country. We see that every 4 years. You know, whether it's summer Olympics or winter Olympics, we see people rooting for their country, to support their nation, their country. It's nationalism. That's nothing. And one who supports nationalism is a nationalist. There's nothing negative about this. But the Democrats want to, redefine the definition of is, and redefine the definition of a nationalist to be something other than what it really is. And that's just simply having pride for your country. Getting tired of this. I'm getting tired of this redefining the definition of is. The new term is, and this means this now, and this means this now. No, no, no. You know, hey, take a pill. No, it still means the same thing. And it's sad that they actually took an adjective, gay, to make it a noun. You know, I'm still peeved about that one a little bit here. You know, it was a word, an adjective, and now it's a noun. So, you know, rainbow was nice, and now rainbow is not a nice thing. You can't use rainbow in the same terms you used to use as a child. No, it's been taken over. It's been hijacked. You know, I'm getting tired of the redefining of the terms. It now means this. I'm not playing that game with these people. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. It's a slow night on calls. But JR and Sally, I thank you for your calls. But again, the nationalist thing, don't fall for this one. Don't fall for that one. So let me get back to this text. Talking about Donald Trump supporting the tweeting out that he supported a new COVID-19 shot for the elderly 65 and greater. Now, last week I talked about also there's a pill in several states that's being offered, the abortion pill. You can get it through Walgreens. You can get it through CVS Pharmacy. Evidently, these are up to 70 days you can abort the child using one of these pills. And basically what it does, it's a progesterone hormone blocker is what it does, and basically starves the fetus of nutrition. So you abort the child. I'm angry that it's come down to this. I mean, we're the abortion, pro-abortion people have taken this word abortion now, have desensitized the word and changed the definition of the word to fit their agenda. It's killing. Okay, it's killing. I'm all for prevention, precaution, adoption. No problem with that. These are all good things. I don't even know why this is even a topic of discussion, why the Democrats make it a topic of discussion. What it should be is a discussion on irresponsibility and no accountability. We have so many ways to prevent pregnancy. There's so many different birth controls out there that are even free of charge. You can get them for free. Well, taxpayers paid for it. It's not free to me, but it's free to you from the American taxpayer. And so why are we having this discussion on the fetus and why the women should have a right to abort their child if they want to? I mean, this is one of the major platform talking points of the Democrat Party. It's pretty sad. Can't talk about the illegal immigration. You can't talk about high inflation. You can't talk about rising crime. You can't talk about any of the things that really we need to be talking about. You must place all your eggs in one basket with the woman's right to kill her child. Stay tuned, more to come.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Thank you.
we are back. I'm trying to figure out why RBN has trolls. Yeah, they come in, they listen, they send you nasty texts, emails. If they get you a hold of your number, somebody gave my number just to a troll, an RBN troll, and I'm going to have to do something about this. I've got three texts in the last, three voicemails now, actually. Not texts, but voicemails in the last half an hour from David in Massachusetts. Yeah, there he is. David in Massachusetts. The guy hates RBN. He hates me. He hates everything, but he listens to the show. I mean, what punishment that must be to sit and listen to my show or listen to anybody on RBN. What a sadomasochist to sit back and torture yourself listening to RBN. Well, David, I know you've tried to call in the network a couple times. Sam told me here, nobody wants to talk to you. We all think you're an oddball. And you can give it up. Give it up for once. You know, you're not going to get into the network. You're not going to talk to anybody. You're not going to give your opinion on anything because you're a lunatic. And just go away. Can you just go away? You know, it's ridiculous. You're embarrassing yourself. You know, because I come on here and I could tell you some of the nasty stuff this guy's left. He's bizarre, weird. So go away, all right? I'm never going to answer your question. I'm never going to talk to you. I'm never going to answer the phone. I'm never going to respond to an email to you. Nobody does. Just go away. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting back to what we were talking about earlier about the nationalism before we went to break, nationalism is a good thing. It's pride. It's pride. But then you get liberal extremists, people like Rob Reiner. Remember Rob Reiner? Yeah, a.k.a. Meathead, All in the Family, is saying that nationalism is a bad, bad un-American thing. The national anthem, that's a racist, racist anthem. We need something else. A black national anthem. Yeah, that makes sense, too. So Meathead obviously has not looked up in the Webster's Dictionary the definition of nationalism because it is a good thing. It's pride. It's a pride. And, yeah, I mean, I drive around town. How many times you've drive around wherever you live and you see people so proud to be a member of their church? They love their church. They put that sign in their front yard that says, "I love my church." I'm happy for you. I really am. Now, I don't have one of those in my front yard, but I am not hurt by those signs whatsoever. They don't hurt my feelings. Those signs do no physical harm to me, no psychological harm to me. So where's the negative on nationalism? If this is a form of nationalism and they love their church, where is the damage? Where is the crime? Where is the injured party? Again, these liberals see nationalism, pride in loving something, as a threat to their desire of globalism. The negative is that people like Meathead, people like David in Massachusetts, cannot control you. They can't control you. So you keep your signs. You live your life by your rules, not their rules. You live your life by your rules. And then you can tell them to go pound sand. Or you can be like the Brits and say, go bugger off. I love that. Go bugger off. Go bugger off. Let's go back to the phones here. Let's talk to Tom in Utah. Welcome, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hi, Steve. Just wanted to put in a plug for Donald Trump.
Oh, get out of here. What's going on?
Well,
go ahead.
I don't think he's suicidal. And I have a couple of people that have been in the Congress, and they've lost family members when they pushed against the most powerful lobby in D.C., and that's the medical lobby.
That, Tom, that entered my mind. And in that case, I simply don't make a comment to support. Rather than make a comment to support the vaccine, I simply make no comment and said, we got it wrong. At least you say something. Take some kind of accountability. But I would not go forward and be a proponent of the industry. I would not go that far.
Well, I understand their power, and even they can force you to say things that you would not want to say anyway, simply because you cannot afford to offend them. Of all people you don't want to offend is the medical cabal.
Yeah, I know. They can kill you. I know.
Anyway, that's it. I just wanted to put in that plug.
I'll tell you what. I'm glad you called because this next story I wanted to bring, but I'm going to bring that up real quick, and then I'm going to go back to my text. Since I got you here, you live in Utah. I want to throw this at you. I don't even know if you know about this. I just found out about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't talked to Orlene Curlow about it, and I want to because she is very much active in her church, the LDS Church. But on March of 2021, I can't tell you the exact date. I think it was the 25th. Students and faculty led a brave senior, Bradley Talbot. They hiked up to the large Y on the Y Mountain there, BYU in Provo, Utah, and lit up for an hour a big rainbow on the point of the mountain, the Y, and to show support for the LGBTQ students and members of the community at large. This happened, like I said, March 25th, 2022. This area is blocked off. BYU allowed these people to go up there who were part of the LGBTQ plus community to violate everything they stand for. And I'm very angry about this. I held them to a higher standard, the Mormons. I really did. To allow these people to go up there and put a rainbow around White Mountain. I'm blown away by it. I haven't got Orlene Curlow's response yet on it because she lives there. And I just thought I'd ask, what do you think about this? They did later on come back and try to retract in some way to downplay the damage done. But, you know, the LDS religion is pretty strong. And I found majority of people when I lived in Utah for 10 years, they didn't just talk the game. They didn't talk it. They actually lived the life of LDS Mormon. And, I they were very solid, I mean, with the religion, following the religion. And to see this happen on a Mormon campus, BYU, just blows me away because I know now they're teaching critical race theory there now. And I don't know what else they are, but I know they're doing critical race theory. And I'm thinking, what happened to these religious institutions that they've all caved in? And I had a conversation with a woman about a couple weeks ago, and I said, you know, you got yourself in this big mess. You got yourself in this mess with one word, tolerance. And I asked her, I said, do you know what tolerance is? She goes, putting up with something you don't agree with. I said, you're right. Putting up with something you don't agree with, you're tolerating it. It goes against your values, your principles, your morals, and you're just putting up with it for what? To make them happy, to appease them. Church has got us in this mess. And after taking down the churches, they decided, well, that was easy enough. And I told my wife, I said, they're going to take down the Mormon church because that's powerful to know. If we can infiltrate and take it down and convert Salt Lake City and convert Utah to be in our way of thinking, that's a major, major victory for the agenda. And they did it. Got a gay governor now or a gay mayor in Salt Lake City. You're teaching things you shouldn't be teaching. Now it's part of the program. I just want to get your take on this, on Y Mountain here. I want to get your take on that.
Well, outside of the Catholic Church, the Mormon Church has the greatest influence worldwide of any church. So we are targeted by the boys. Did you know that the greatest provider of grant and construction money to BYU is Eli Lilly?
I did not know that. Mm-mm. Out of Indianapolis. I didn't know that.
In fact, many times I was sharing things, fact and pathology, and my professor or whatever, the people I was talking to, you know, I was talking to them as fellows. They said, we can't talk about that here. We would have to go off campus. You know, you think the security in D.C. is tight?
Right.
Found out that you hardly can walk anywhere where you're not observed or recorded on that campus. Why? Because the powers that be know the power, the influence of the LDS Church, and they're not about to let that go unmanaged. So I understand the challenge that the church has. I grew up in it. I grew up with the leadership in my home. And I know the political trauma that they go through. They hate doing what they have to do, but but they cannot afford to offend the cabal.
And it's like, well, I tell the government, forget your 501c3. We don't want it. I don't think they need it. The Catholic Church doesn't need it. They caved in, but they don't need the 501c3. The Catholic Church is the wealthiest church in the entire world with land holdings, just the land ownership that they hold. Well, but this is the agenda. Yeah.
I do know one private university in the state that told them to go to hell with the 501c, and guess what? That university does not exist anymore. They went after them with both guns blazing.
Well,
because they would not bend to the will.
There's an old saying, Tom. You either stand for something, or you fall for anything. And I'm going to go down standing for something. I'm not going to cave in. I'm not going to be tolerant. I'm not going to be tolerant, accepting of something that goes against my value system. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm not going to cave in. Because caving in on that issue will lead you to caving in on the next agenda that you disagree with, and you gotta say no. You just gotta say no, not going there, not gonna do it.
Well, in fact, until everyone in the church, everyone in the congregations, are willing to stand up, the people up at the podium cannot do it by themselves, or they'll end up like Swiss cheese, and you'll be able to see right through them with the bullet holes that they will suffer. So they have to agree with their enemy while they have to agree with the enema while their hose is in them.
Yeah. Do you know, I wrote something today, and I'm going to say it now because it's probably the perfect time to say it. I believe in people until they give me a reason not to believe in them. Tom, the old saying, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer, doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. If I lose faith in that friend, then you are no longer in my circle of trust. I may have less friends today, but I don't have those worries. Who will betray me next? I don't have those worries anymore. Friendship to me is sacred. Friendship is kind of a marriage to me. I won't keep a cheater in my marriage, and I will not keep a cheater as a friend. There are no second chances. That's probably why I have so few friends, because I stick to that lifestyle. I stick to that motto. I stick with it.
All I can tell you is they have to walk very carefully. They cannot afford to offend the cabal and still be able to do any good at all. Yeah. And I understand that. Like I say, I've experienced it. A couple of my friends that were in the federal government and state government have experienced family losses, actually being assassinated when they turned against the medical cabal. That's the most dangerous cabal of all. That's all I can, and you know that. You and I both.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I'd rather say nothing than say something to support what these vaccines and the damage they're doing. Okay, hey, I got to get going here. I got another call, and I do want to get to this text from Dr. Peter McCullough. So we're going to take this next call, Tom. Thanks again. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the show.
I don't know. I had a lot of gears turning and bells going off because I never thought about it a few years ago when I was watching. I believe it was the Whistleblower Roundtable with William Binney, Kevin Shipp, John Caracal, and it was labeled as Crowdsource the Truth, and I don't remember the name of the host, Crowdsource the Truth 2. And they're all just in this like boardroom discussing all this stuff. And John Caracal let it out that the intelligence community loves the Mormon Church. And the Mormons, because of their language schools, a huge number of them get recruited right out of their, when they're done with their missionary work.
Yep. Yes, they do.
Because they need all those translators and stuff. So if there's, you know, it's like a, I don't know, some kind of a plant with the roots all intertwined, tangled. And you can bet that even going back to Tom's friend, Thomas Monson, those guys are approved of by the senior executive service out of London. That's such a huge operation in Mormon Church. I did a half-hour documentary on it in 1990. And since then, I picked up on so much more I could have packed into that half-hour documentary. And I'm not an apologist for the Mormon Church, but the Latter-day Saints or whatever they want to be called. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's so many of them with all these problems that could have been solved, but they don't even follow their own teachings. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not going to say what happened to Thomas Monson, but he changed his lifestyle, and, you know, they're all up in the food industry. So you can imagine their investments with Deseret Corporation spans the globe, just like their church does.
Yeah.
So they're not going to cut their nose off to spite their face. They're not going to tell their...
I see where you're going with this. I was really taken back, kind of surprised that BYU would cave in to allow that... that focal, that vision of, here it is, the Y Mountain. If you've ever been there, it's a beautiful little mountain behind BYU campus. And I've hiked up to it. It's kind of cool. It lights up at night. There's a big giant Y, and it stands for BYU. And then to somebody put rainbow lights all around it, it infuriated me, because here again, a church that caved in and to tolerance. Be tolerant. And we know after a while, tolerance leads to what? Acceptance. Acceptance is not where we should be. We should not be caving in and putting up with and just accepting it to make peace. If we don't, we'll have nothing to stand by in our faith or anything you actually believe in. If somebody comes back and says, well, I think that's a bad thing, and you cave in and give them what they want, then what are you going to stand for anymore?
Two last things. A maxim to research is tolerance cannot, or justice cannot coexist with tolerance. Think about that one and look it up. I don't remember who said it, but justice cannot exist with tolerance. Or vice versa, you know.
Okay.
And the other thing is, seek not a sign. I'm not a sign seeker, but man, that earthquake hit. And I think it was right after COVID. That golden idol they had at the top of the temple there in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Somebody beside me, I laughed until I almost fell off the couch, because after COVID, that earthquake hit and the trumpet fell out of that Moroni.
Oh,
Moroni's hand. And
Moroni's
somebody
hand.
Said... Somebody saw that on the news and go, well, who'd have thunk the last Trump would be a clunk?
All right.
But, yeah, well, anyway, whatever that implies for the Latter-day Saints Church, there's a lot of people caught up in that, and that's their whole life, and they don't realize all of the problems that it's built upon.
Yeah.
I'm going to say lies, but, anyway. So by their fruits, you'll know them, and they're all intertwined with all this whole global cabal. So they're going to do the bidding of the whatever social engineers are pushing on them, or they'll be destroyed.
Yep. Mike, I got to move on, because I got to get this. Thanks. I got to get this thing out. But I appreciate the call. I always do. All right. So I had this conversation with Dr. Peter McCullough, and at the time I didn't know if it was true, but then when I saw it, Real America's Voice. And one of the co-founders and owners of the wellness company was talking about it. He was very angry about Donald Trump in a tweet promoting the new COVID shot for the elderly, 65 and older. So I sent this over to Dr. Peter McCullough, and I wrote to him, if true, I later on found out it was a true statement, Trump just shot himself in the foot with this tweet on COVID vaccine advice, ? Real America's Voice is reporting on this right now. Trump needs to understand that the COVID shot is poison. Millions have died around the world. Fauci had hydroxychloroquine pulled back, stockpiles of the cure removed from the market so the drug companies could push the one and only cure, a COVID shot. Fauci and Birx should be charged as accessories to murder. They knew the harm would come from the COVID shot. That is why they made sure they were protected legally by an EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization. Now they can say they didn't know the harm that COVID shot would cause, receive plausible deniability, their get-out-of-jail-free card. Dr. McCullough responds back, Trump, just like his buddy Biden, is pro-vax idiots in bed with Big Pharma. This comes from Dr. Peter McCullough. I came back saying I agree. So if for some reason Trump wins, we will now be doing battle with him and Big Pharma all over again. I said this is very frustrating. That evil is getting a reboot with a different person this time. He said, came back and said, Trump, same as Biden, 550,000 vaccine deaths. They don't care as long as Big Pharma rolls for them. I asked him, did Donald Trump ever contact you for knowledge about COVID-19? He responded back, no. His team says he's afraid. I have no idea. Maybe this is what Tom's talking about, the backlash of the industry itself taking vengeance on you, maybe putting a hit on you, assassination. And I said to him, afraid of the truth after he dove head in first, believing that the shot was a cure. Afraid of the pharmaceutical industry? Assassination? What? Didn't know how to stop the clot shots? His reputation and ego on the line? ? What do you think he feared the most? Dr. Peter McCullough, the ego cost him 550,000 lives. There you go. So I'm worried about this in 2024. To be honest with you, I'm what's that old song from The Who? The same boss, same as the old boss, new boss, same as the old boss. I don't want that. I don't want that. We deserve better than that. We deserve better than that. So I'm going to keep my eyes on this story a little closer and see where we go with this COVID shot here. By the way, the military-industrial complex has admitted that the COVID shot has caused considerable harm. And, of course, they're not doing any more, but the damage has already been done with the COVID shot. So I guess that goes along with being a GI. Nothing much you can do about it when you're thought of as government issue. Well, there's the music that completes our show this evening. Thank you for listening. I enjoyed your calls. Wishing you health, happiness, faith, hope, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.